I haven't been. I don't guess I've been into any of the meetings since Deb and I have been married. That's been almost, well, we've been married 11 years this coming.
It hardly seems that long. Earl, I do declare. And the name, the restaurant is The Little Rebel, I believe. That's the name you're looking for. Yeah. KK4JPQ.
A Little Rebel on Highway 29, right there. When you turn beside the QT station, you go up about a mile or so, and it's on the right.
One way on certain things, because Larry knows I use it quite a bit when I'm listening on HF on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. And the site was, I guess, the same when Larry's vice president. BRARS.CC. BRARS.CC. Now, this here is for the Briars Club website. And you might find out a little bit more there. One for the Anderson, I know they got a website, but right now I don't remember what that website is. How I go into the Anderson website is through our website that we have up here with our group.
I've been listening to you guys talk on the Anderson then, 790. Do they have a tone? Because I never could transmit when I was trying to check in.
LZI. Yes, they do. They switched from an ICOM repeater to a Motorola, and they kept having interference from a station over in Tennessee during a Tuesday night net, and they was forced to go to a 127.3 tone 24/7 on it.
1.3, Roger.
That's right, 127.3. And Larry was talking about the changes, yeah, they had some changes. What he's probably remembering was when they was on the ICOM repeater. They're now using a Motorola repeater, and they've been using it. Lord, how long have I had that tone, 127.3? It's been, I guess, can't be any longer than at the most 3 years. Prior to that, it was Terrier's Squelch, unless it was on battery power. So I guess they've been on that Motorola now for 3 years, and prior to that, they was using a ICOM, and the one they had prior to that wasn't even tone capable, but they'd had it for since 1979, and they had to replace it.
Well, I appreciate it. I might try to check in one night when you on there.
Don't want to hog everything.
Well, I have received the Anderson net. It seems like one of the things that impresses me about their club is that they've got, well, just like the Briars net, they rotate folks, and they sort of have, you know, the same kind of consistency, you might call it that, like Gary and the swap net, KI4DOS and the swap net. They have features like that, and I was listening to several when they changed their repeater, and it could be just that they changed the antenna at the same point, you know, where the antenna was located or how high the antenna was or something about it, and it like went away for me. And I'm antenna poor here. It's just a matter of living in an HOA. I just don't want to, because the first thing these people do is threaten your home, and that's why people don't like HOAs. If anybody ever wondered about it, the one strong leverage they have is that they can, even if you have your house paid for, they can just throw you out. That's what you sign up for when you sign up to an HOA. If you've never been part of it, I would recommend don't go near that kind of arrangement for living. KK4JBQ.
LZI. Now, they may have done some antenna arrangements. After all, I wasn't up there. So I don't know other than what I've heard. All I can tell you, they may have done some antenna changing, but I heard them specifically say that on the 7-9 that they'd make those changes. It's kind of like up there to Tryon, 145-330 up there. I've heard that repeater hit twice, but only for just a short period of time. And the rest of the time here, I've never heard the 145-330, much less get into it, like I was telling you about Chad's situation. You know, I can't hear that Tryon repeater reliably enough here to even know anything about what happened to him. The 145-19, I can hear it here, but even with 50 watts, there's too much of Caesar's head up there that blocks that signal into here, and I just can't get into it from here, and not with 50 watts either.
Here on the only at the foot of the mountain, and it goes across the top of you, don't you?
Caesar's head puts a big hurting on me when it comes to 145-19 or 146-760 that's on Mount Pisco. I can hear him, but as far as getting into him, it ain't gonna happen. Like, the 146-640 machine, I can hear it here, but with 50 watts, I still can't get into it.
If you can't hit it with 50 watts, they got you back inside the mountain, don't they?
The topo map, and look down about a half mile down below Lake Illinois, where it's at, below that dam, and you see this hole I'm in, you'd see exactly why I can't.
Plus, you got some power lines around you too, don't you? I've heard you mention it.
Me from having a decent HF antenna that I can keep up, because these lines have come down in decades past twice. And if they come down at the wrong time and I got something up, I risk burning the house and the rest of the family won't stand for that. Go ahead, Larry. We're leaving you out again.
Sometimes you have limitations that just can't be overcome. Location, well, it's that way for both of us, isn't it, Andy? My location is in an HOA, and your location is in a holler. That's how I imagine it in my head, since I've not been there to see it in person. I imagine you're in a holler. So you got a major amount of interference, at least in some part of the, you know, the sky's not open to you. Maybe straight up, okay, but, you know. I'm going to have to jump out here. I'm winding down, and it's getting harder to pay attention. So, out of respect, I'm going to take my leave and hope everybody has a good night's rest. And tomorrow is another day. Let's hope it's a good one for everyone. You all take care. It's been a fine thing to do. We'll do this again real soon. KK4JBQ. Y'all have a good night. 73.
Q. KK4HXB 73's Larry. We'll talk to you tomorrow night. KK4HXB, I'm monitoring.
We'll talk to you at some point later. We will have. I've had other people that are more familiar about these maps than I am bring this location up on a topo map. You look at it from that, not even if you're not here to see it with your own eyes, it'll explain it very thoroughly when you're down deep in a hole. And about the only thing you can really get a good line of sight on is first and primarily Caesar's head. Reason why this one's no problem. Sassafras Mountain. Then Glacier Mountain outside of Pickens. Anything else, it's a challenge for me right here. KI4LZI.
It's me. Yeah, I can just about put my fingers on where you live. Were you talking in the power lines and the hole that you thinking that you got the repeaters going across the top of you?
Well, hell's the guy. I can climb one of these hills here that's up above the house here. And if I get in a good spot where there ain't a lot of tree limbs and leaves in the way, I can see this big tire right here from here. On one of these hills right here above me here. That this repeater antenna for this machine's on. I can see it.
We got about 100-foot climb that you got to get to top.
Not probably. Well, I ain't really measured. I've climbed it many times over the years, but I hadn't really measured the distance. And technically, this lane is other people's lane too, so I have to be careful about how I do it, but I can climb up to these other hills around the house here, and if it's good and clear, no leaves blocking anything, I can see that big tire up there from on these hills around here. That's why I have no problem with this.
Oh, roger that, yeah, it's good to keep peace in the family, you know. Bitch, you gonna be up and around for a while? I gotta go fix me a sandwich.
You do what you need to do. I'm gonna probably hear at some point something before I lay down for tonight. Disconnect all this stuff just in case we get any lightning to speak of. But we'll contact one another again at some point in time. I'm just glad it wasn't who I thought it was, but I didn't know. And I'm glad you was able to verify that. KK4HXB, KI4LZI.
KK4HXB, KK4LZI. Yeah, roger that. And if there's anything I can help, I'm going to go fix me a sandwich. I'm going to leave my radio on, so I'm going to be listening.